540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel has announced a complete siege on Gaza. About 900 people in Israel and nearly 700 people in Gaza have been killed since the attacks began Saturday morning. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb says a music festival was among the places targeted by the militants.
As the brutal aftermath of Hamas's festival attack is laid bare, the remains of at least 260 people have now been recovered, according to a rescue group. 22-year-old Gal Levy barely managed to get out alive.
We heard the bullets like pew, pew, pew. Everybody started running in panic.
Levy was shot in both legs and shows us one of the bullets that was removed by surgeons. He says he's not sure if he'll ever walk again.
But they just left us over there. I was waiting 6 hours.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is providing military support to Israel.
Interceptor missiles or artillery rounds, those kinds of things. The kinds of munitions that they're expending in these early days here, that's what we're going to stay focused with them. But look, it's going to be up to the Israelis to determine, you know, what additional assistance they need and what the United States can help provide for them.
Hamas is threatening to begin executing Israeli hostages if Israel continues its airstrikes. President Biden voluntarily submitted to interviews Sunday and Monday as investigators look into his handling of classified documents. Details from CBS's Rob Laguerre.
A spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, Ian Sam, said in a statement, quote, "As we have said from the beginning, the president and the White House are cooperating with this investigation. And as it has been appropriate, we have provided relevant updates publicly, being as transparent as we can."
The post office wants to raise rates, says CBS's Matt Piper.
It would be the fifth rate increase since 2021 and come on the heels of a July postage hike. The USPS filed a notice to hike rates beginning January 21st. The proposed hike would push up postal rates by 17% since 2021, outpacing the 12% boost in inflation over the same period of time.
There are problems with an external backup radiator for Russia's new science lab at the International Space Station, but no need to worry, says CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
For the third time in less than a year, a Russian radiator system has sprung a leak. This wasn't mission-critical hardware, and officials say the crew's in no danger.
The Powerball jackpot was up to about $1.55 billion for Monday night's drawing. The winning numbers are 16, 34, 46, 55, 67. The Powerball is 14. If you get the cash option, you'll get about $678 million. Odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Monday again, Dom. You ready to get back to work, fella?
Oh, man, I'm getting there, Crudy. Happy Monday to you. Nate, working hard on the board. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience, welcome back to the greatest radio show ever, The Devil's
Advocate. I'm glad somebody's working hard because I'm kind of mailing it in.
Yeah.
Dom, got concert tickets for a little bit later, so I'm up here in the beautiful, beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area, staying at a cool little hotel, the Oxbow, over on Galloway. Come see me at the bar later if you're hanging out in town. But, Dom, this was a great weekend. You know, I spent some time with family. My boys went to a football game on Friday night. Went to a glorious, glorious Badger game on Saturday. Had nice tickets in the sun for the whole first half. Mm. Got a little cool there at the end. You know, first cool weekend of the entire fall season, flannel season upon us, Dom. But I enjoyed the Badger victory over Rutgers. And tonight, of course, you know, you see what colors I'm wearing, Dom. Got the Packer G on. Monday Night Football. And in deference to my wife's birthday that's being honored this evening, I'm going to miss most of that game. I hope it's a good fourth quarter. But you don't have to miss any of the details. We got our own Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens, going to join us tail end of this game, and we are going to give way to Packer pregame coverage, Dom, on our flagship, WRJN, by about 5 o'clock. So if you're missing us, it's only because the Packers are on. And around the state, we've got the Packers playing on WRCO over in Richland Center. We've got the Packers on the Big Q in the Northwoods. That's 98.3 FM, Park Falls. And the flagship, the aforementioned WRJN, that's 1400 in the Milwaukee area, 99.9 in Racine. And Crudy's up in Eau Claire for a concert. And Dom, we got to look back. We don't like to look back, but sort of a Friday news dump from the Protasewicz camp. Justice Protasewicz made a big announcement Friday right before we left the airwaves. And we announced it to our audience, but I suspect some like I, Dom, today were bailing it in on Friday afternoon, and they might have missed the headline. Protasewicz will not recuse in either of the gerrymandering cases, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the four liberals, one assumes, have decided they're going to take up two of these cases, Dom. So, of course, that leaves us at a soon-to-be constitutional crisis, because you know Robin Voss is dying to impeach Protasiewicz.
He's dying to. I just don't think he's got the cojones to. Based
on the votes. He's got the
okay.
votes.
Good for him. You got the vote. That is absolutely true. And you don't think there's going to be any blowback, any pushback? You don't think people are going to talk about the fact that this has never happened? The fact that she's broke no laws? The fact that, sure, she's received money from a political party, so have all the Republicans, or at least spent on their behalf. So, yeah, you got the votes, but it's a political disaster if he does so.
I'm less clear that it would be, and I'm not suggesting that Robin Voss take this up, but here's my thought. It's only a disaster if the boundaries are redistricted in a fair fashion. If they stay under the current gerrymandered map, you got a two-thirds supermajority, Dom. So what if you burn a couple of moderates? That's okay. You're still going to retain a massive majority in the legislative, certainly in the assembly, and also, I mean, a two-thirds majority in the state senate. No way, Jose. That doesn't make any sense unless, of course, you got rigged maps. And that is all that Janet Protasiewicz is accused of doing, is pointing out the very obvious, Captain Obvious, that the maps are freaking rigged. The map doesn't make any sense unless the maps are rigged. But if you park her by starting the impeachment process over in the assembly, and again, that only takes half the body, you got nearly two-thirds. You even can offer cover fire to some people in your caucus, and then the Senate doesn't have to do anything, Dom. In fact, it's more malicious if they take no action. But all Voss is trying to do, very much like Trump would, delay action. Because the longer they delay, the longer he's in charge.
Some of the reporting here, Jesse Apoyan, over at the Cap Times, along with Molly Beck. I want to jump down into the body of the piece. As mentioned, Crudy, Robin Voss said he has warned. He said he's warned he could initiate impeachment proceedings if she did not recuse, despite state law reserving such a move for corruption or crimes only. Again, I'll repeat that. For corruption or crimes only. Voss has not yet said how he will react to Protasiewicz's Friday decision to stay the cases. Impeachment would be unprecedented, Marquette University Law School professor Chad Oldfather said, but the possibility seems real. Whether it happens, he said, whether it happens, he said, will be decided by political calculations, including whether Republicans have the votes and whether they are concerned about the short and long-term effects of taking a step no Wisconsin legislature has taken before.
May I interrupt for just a moment, my friend? A, they got the votes, and B, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about their bad reputation, because as long as they preserve the gerrymander, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how bad it gets. They got a 10, 12, 15, 20-point margin in a lot of these districts, Tom. Doesn't matter how corrupt they come off. It is still going to be a Republican majority, and Robin Voss will remain the speaker if they can block Protasiewicz on this very specific case or these two cases. And all they got to do is sideline her, Dom, because a 3-3, again, remember, there is no district court decision. And we talk about this, the original jurisdiction. If they take this up directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and it's a 3-3, if it's a stalemate because Protasiewicz is sidelined, what lower court decision wins out then? Effectively, nothing happened. Because there is no lower court ruling, there is no appellate level ruling to point towards. You know, if you had a stalemate 3-3 on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and this had gone through the district court, the appellate court had come to some decision, well, a 3-3 points you back at the appellate court. That would not be the case in these cases, Dom.
The Marquette University Law School professor Chad Oldfather continues, it's been a norm from nearly the beginning that judges don't get impeached just because someone disagrees with their decisions. Judicial independence is a core feature of how the rule of law is implemented in the U.S. and one of the main historical reasons we came to have judicial elections was to preserve judicial independence from legislatures. There are many reasons to think electing judges is a bad way to select them, he said. But one thing it does is it grounds judicial independence in the will of the voters. The dispute between the two branches will have more than a ripple effect on the state's political and judicial climate, said former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gasky. There are going to be tidal waves starting next week. What I'm worried about is that they will impeach because they have the votes, as Crudy mentioned, and then they won't do anything to remove her, and that really hamstrings the court doing anything about it. To me, it's a total misuse of the Constitution and the impeachment process, but that doesn't mean they won't do it.
I don't think it's a matter of if, but when, Dom. I think it's just a matter of when.
If that goes down, as you mentioned, so what? She gets sidelined. The Senate doesn't act on it, so we leave a 3-3 ideological split on the court. If that happens, quote, if the Senate moves slowly enough with the trial that it appears to be holding up the court's work, it is quite possible Protasiewicz will feel sufficient pressure to resign and allow Governor Evers to appoint a replacement. The replacement would presumably circumvent Republican concerns because the person would not have waged a campaign for office that could have raised conflicts of interest. Burden also said because every contentious issue in Wisconsin political life nowadays seems to result in litigation, it's likely an impeachment of Protasiewicz, which would generate at least one lawsuit to stop the process. So again, while it's not just whether or not they have the votes. They obviously have the votes, as we've discussed. What's the repercussions of that? Well, I mean, what's the end game? If Evers is able to do a workaround, if she resigns, he puts someone else, it's still a 4-3. Now you took all the angst and all that bad juju, right? And now you don't get the result that you perhaps thought you were looking for. So I'm not so sure that this is an exact way to go down. Please, go
now
ahead.
Now, you don't consider the fact that that would be a short-term appointment. So Protasiewicz just won a 10-year term to the court, right? They sideline her. She feels like it's been ridiculously long. She decides the only thing she can do is to, resign and allow Tony to fill the vacancy. Well, guess what? If that happens before December of this year, Dom, then it's special election time. And that special election for these Republicans happens next November of 2024 in correspondence with the presidential campaign. You don't think they want that? Of course they want that.
Okay, and you know how these things work out. You think that they could effectively sideline, go through the impeachment process, get the votes, sideline her between now and then?
Yes.
I mean, she also has to do,
absolutely.
If that's the case, then Crudy, and I'm assuming your facts are correct that this will cause a special election for November of next year. If that's the case, then you hold off till the first of the year. If you already tied them up at 3-3, you hold the case off and you put someone in. She retires at the first.
No,
of the year.
Then
what?
Because Robin Voss would never do that. Because here's what happens: if you don't hit that window of opportunity of time. Then the special election cannot fall until like 2031. You'd have to push it off for like 5 years.
Okay, so what?
You still it would get be your, a five-year appointment.
Okay, so you have a five-year appointment with Jenna Protasiewicz, not Jenna Protasiewicz, someone who you presumably would go along the
that
same
again
line.
It's going to be, instead of a 10-year term, now you've surrendered to a five-year term, best-case scenario, but you also assume that the Evers appointment's going to stay. I think these Republicans, if they go through with this, Dom, they're doing this. They're sticking to Protasiewicz and have an election next year because they think they can turn the court back fairly or unfairly. Just ask Merrick Garland about that. Come back. Viva the Devil's Advocates.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays, that means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 36. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs level off around 54. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 37. Overcast Wednesday with a high of 58. 55, chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join the Spine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, or just download the Civic Media app. All you got to do is click on a button, and it calls or texts right for you.
Packers playing in Vegas tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. It's hard for me to say that.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, last night, you two played in Vegas at the Sphere, this new massive round thing that's covered with LEDs, and they play weird stuff. They've turned it into a pumpkin, and they can play light shows on the exterior of this thing, and they have concerts inside this thing. And sadly, I only know that U2 is in Vegas because it was on Scott Walker's Facebook page. And I don't know why, but I get pummeled with this guy's daily psalms and travel locations, what he had for lunch.
And ham sandwiches. Like,
oh, God, man. I'm going to have to block this guy. I don't know what's wrong. Let me make a correction for the record, Dom. I said that if Protasiewicz were to resign or be impeached, the election would be in the fall of 2024. That is incorrect. I quote, if Protasiewicz is impeached or resigns, Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, would appoint a new justice if this were to happen before December of 2023. A re-election would be triggered for April of 2024. Effectively, she would have not even served a year. She could be impeached and replaced, and by next August, the Republicans could regain control of the court through this action. And by the way, Dom, the April 2nd, 2024 date of that special election, well, that would be the same date as Wisconsin's presidential primary, in which high voter turnout is expected for Republicans, you know, because they've got a contested primary.
All right, now
the Democrats do not.
Out of that, Crudy, I'm not clear what the December date, what that means, but it's already August 9th.
If she gets impeached or resigns.
If she gets impeached or resigns after December, then when's that election date?
30-31, April of 30-31, okay. My understanding.
So if the concern is
Always got to be a spring election. For whatever reason, the Supreme Court justice elections are always the April election.
I'm just not clear that what, because she could hang on in limbo at a 3-3 until December, based on what you just said. Well, that's like 8 weeks.
Or they could impeach her. They could impeach her this week with the force of the votes in both parties, in both chambers. They got the assembly votes and they've got the Senate votes. They could have her out by December 1st, they could trigger this.
So you're saying that they actually have the window. So if they're going to do it, they're going to do it before December 1st. So you think this
attitude, is coming down the pike rapidly.
It's coming real quick.
That is with alacrity and malicious intent. Malicious intent. So if you sideline her, God only knows how long that happens. But effectively, you probably push the ability to recast the maps for 2024. If you push it beyond a certain point, you'll never get the maps done in time. But that is
maybe
you're
going
to sideline her and wait for some court to rule, probably a federal court.
Of course, Cody, you know she won by 200,000 votes. I mean, she could run again. You don't think that everybody that voted for her last time, plus, are going to show up and wreck the Republicans' primary? I mean, Joe doesn't have anybody. We've got nothing else to do but go and wreck the Republicans' primary. Come on, man. I hear what you're saying. There's just too many unknowns, and I don't know that the Republicans get the upside they think they're going to get, which is what, to remain, to have nobody address the gerrymandered maps. Well, even if it's
that's
delayed
a lot of
a year,
upside,
it's still gonna be occurred.
It could be delayed forever.
If you
flip that seat, you flip that seat.
They're not going to flip the seat. Come on, Crudy. Why would someone who won by 200,000 plus votes lose a year later the same election? You think that would happen based on what?
Because Donald Trump's on the ballot then.
Exactly. You know what I mean? A lot of Dems and independents are going to be a little problematic with that. Oh, look,
I'm not
Robin
saying
Musk
I agree with
to act like the insurrectionist Donald Trump. They're going to be tied to it, man.
Well, Dom, I'm not saying I agree with their strategy or their plan or their intent, but I think they do have malintent. I do think that they will proceed with this impeachment process, and I do think we will know inside of 2 weeks, because if they're doing it, they're doing it now.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. They have to do it now if they're going to do it at all. And I don't think they have the moxie. I don't think they have the blowback politically, given the circumstances, given the timing, given the candidates. So who are the Republicans going to run again then? You know, who's going to be that conservative justice? Dan Kelly coming in for a third loss? You know what I mean? I mean, there is so much stink on this. If they were to do that, I just don't see how they come through that forest unscathed, man.
Well, I bet you they'd anoint a guy like Brad Schimmel, maybe, the former attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, he has high name recognition relative to a court race. Brad Schimmel, I wouldn't be shocked. They try to tap a guy like that. He's in the district court. I mean, didn't he get appointed on Walker's way out? He might have won an election in Waukesha County since then.
Yep, lots of maybes, lots of probablys, lots of could happens. But until it does, I don't believe it. I think... As mentioned, with all the history behind this has never happened before. There is no corruption. There is no crime.
Okay, so we've not seen the impeachment of a Supreme Court justice, but have you seen any historical malfeasance from this Republican caucus? I mean, come on, man. There's all kinds of track record. Just because they haven't done this specific kind of malfeasance yet, you think that's going to stop them? No, this is going to be a fall to remember, Dom. Right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm not cheering for it. I'm just telling you, it's coming. It's coming. And I am prepared for it. Like the Packers defense.
How are you prepared for it, Michael? Tell me about it.
Well, my understanding is both Alexander and Kenny Clark are feeling quite a bit better. So our defense is ready, and we've got the Devil's Advocates on this wall. You and I.
All right.
Get the truth out there. Come back. Join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Happy Monday.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it will destroy the military capability of the Hamas militant group that attacked on Saturday. Israel Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus says 300,000 reserve soldiers have been mobilized.
We have been tasked with taking away all of Hamas's military abilities so that at the end of this war, Hamas will not have the ability to threaten or terrorize or kill Israeli civilians.
Will American troops be sent in? National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There's no plans to put U.S. boots on the ground here. But again, we're always going to look after our interests.
President Biden was interviewed by the special prosecutor looking into his handling of classified documents. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Trump himself was indicted in Florida. That made Trump supporters charge a double standard of justice. At least we now know that the Biden case was not buried. Whether President Biden will be indicted, however, is another matter altogether.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
We've been waiting for this moment, and we still don't know what to say. We may never.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. Dom, I'm on the road. People trying to figure out what's on the wall behind me. Someone said, I was reading the text line. Someone said, is that a wall of swords behind you?
Old skis, man.
No, cross-country skis.
Okay.
Sort of a little boutique-y place here, staying with Mrs. Crudy at the Oxbow Hotel in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'm up here for an Amos Lee. And also, it's not officially her birthday, more of her birthday observed. We're spending her birthday present now, which was tickets to Amos Lee.
All right.
So, Mrs. Crudy, birthday observed, but apparently it's Pete's birthday. A glorious day. Happy birthday to you, Pete. But sorry if I confused you at all. And you as well, Andrew from Verona, who thought I was sitting here Game of Thrones style.
Yeah.
We do have some that have noted the politics we're talking about on the show, and you can always contribute here at 844-967-2789. Dom handling the phones. I'll just handle the super coolness over on this end. I'll just read a couple of the text line submissions. I think impeaching Janet will be jumping the shark for Voss and the gang. Yeah. I think if they, you know, from the old happy days,
totally.
When Fonzie jumped the shark in that black leather jacket.
He was the coolest man. Hey.
Well, right up until that point, and that's why it's called literally jumping the shark, is because that's when you know it's no longer cool. Fonzie wasn't cool anymore. Nobody wears a leather coat surfing. Or, pardon me, water skiing.
Yes, yes.
Maybe our boy Lenny Mattioli would have, but no one else. Anyways, back to the texter. Here is what they say. I think impeaching Janet would be jumping the shark for Voss and the gang. I think if they go down that road, it will not only cost them the court again, but probably the presidential and next gov elections as well. Janet won in a Wisconsin landslide. She's very popular. People are starting to pay attention. I don't disagree, Wes from Middleton. Thanks for listening. But here's the problem. With all your rationale and reason, all Voss cares about is Voss's power. And Voss's power comes from the gerrymandered legislative maps. All the other stuff you're talking about, statewide races, be it for the, you know, the state Supreme Court or the governor's race or the electoral college part of the, you know, Wisconsin's contribution to the presidential race, those are all statewide races. And Republicans, you know, are starting to realize they cannot win those races because they've got worse candidates and worse ideas done.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to the legislative races, Robin Voss still goes out there and makes the claim, we've got better candidates and better ideas, and really what he's got is rigged maps. But if you give up that advantage, Dom, if they have to fight on the battle of governance and good ideas, they're never going to win another election. Are you freaking kidding me?
New York Times also picked this up last week. Reed Epstein, Julie Bozeman. I'm going to jump just briefly down into the body of the piece. Recusal decisions are controlled by law, Justice Protasiewicz wrote in her 47-page decision to remain on the case. 47 pages! That's a lot of yourself. You know what I mean?
I could have done it in one word. Nope.
No. She goes on to write, more eloquently than the devil's advocates, they are not a matter of personal preference. If precedent requires it, I must recuse. But if precedent does not warrant recusal, my oath binds me to participate. As quoted in the New York Times, Justice Annette Ziegler, one of the court's three conservative justices, said this, quote, four members of this court have chosen to chip away at the public's faith in the judiciary as an independent, impartial institution. Undermine foundational judicial principles such as stare decisis and cast a hyper-partisan shadow of judicial bias over the decisions of this court. Oh my God, projection much, Ziegler? Such short-sighted behavior demonstrates the court's majority's sheer will to expedite a preconceived outcome for a particular constituency. This abandonment of their judicial oath is disappointing. Wow.
Where is the abandonment of any judicial oath? Because I didn't see any of your conservative colleagues recuse for any reasons, be it financial or relationships. Didn't Ziegler's husband have actions before the court? Or do I confuse her with the bad Bradley?
Yes. Listen, we could do the Google search, but don't trust me on this one. Ziegler, well, that's a lot of projection.
I know sure as hell Mr. Prosser didn't recuse himself. Hagedorn didn't recuse himself in regards to any of the, nor did the bad Bradley recuse themselves despite stating very specific objections to homosexuality and any other thing relating to LGBTQ, right? They've shown themselves to be very homophobic in their personal opinions, but they were still allowed to cast votes upon the court, Don, without any threat of impeachment. So you can text us, you can call us, 844-967-2789. I hope the Dems are ready, because this is supposed to be a nonpartisan seat. But of course, these justices are no longer nonpartisans in the eyes of the electorate. So this is a Dem team member, right? And the Dems have raised some money. My understanding, there's like $4 billion that have been raised. And I can give you a little insight as a radio guy. There are specific senators being targeted with ads on the radio. I know, because some of them are going out in different districts that we play out here in civic media. Here's the point. They're going to do it, Dom. And then it's got to go over to the Senate side. And they would need every Republican on board to pull it off, to push forth with this accelerated timeline, because it only really, really, really makes sense if you can get it done before December 1st. And you can't force her to resign. She, of course, would have every incentive to resign after December 1st, because then the Evers appointments for 6-7 years. But if they can get her out between now and December 1st, that would be all the impetus that Robin Voss and these Republicans would need. But that would take a lot of whatever the opposite of courage is on behalf of these Republicans, a lot of gall, because it would take every Republican senator. But I think Kapinga, I think Dewey Strobel, I mean, Andre Schock, I go through the whole, I can't think of any Republican senator of conscience.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, I hope that none of these Republicans ever get another meal that's unspitting when they go in the city of Madison.
That's got to be a health code violation.
Right. No, we don't need no health codes. I mean, those are Republicans. That's free. That's a free market. I mean, maybe those guys like a little spit in their succotash or whatever they're getting served up. I mean, it's ridiculous to be going after. I mean, that maybe Protasiewicz could resign, right? Resign now and then after and. Tony puts a replacement on, and after December 1st, that replacement resigns, and he reappoints Janice Protasiewicz as the justice. Then no need for a special election because we'd have a sitting Supreme Court justice. I mean, maybe that's a little too political. It shouldn't happen in the first place. But none of these Republicans, a lot of these guys came out of Christian colleges, where supposedly the Ten Commandments are the big thing, and this whole impeachment thing. In my opinion, and I'm not a religious scholar, but isn't that a violation of the bearing false witness thing? And that's one of the big sins that, and they should all be concerned about, the guy they took that oath to.
Afterlife. They got the power here.
Right. And all you got to do is say you're sorry on Sunday. You can do it all over again. Ain't that nice? Thanks for the call, Mark. Happy days. 844-967-2789. I mean, that's a big ask to get done between now and December 1st, Gertie.
Dominic, I'm going to read this text on the WMDX line because they agree with me. I agree with Crudy. I'm afraid they will go that way that will hurt us the most, which would be to impeach to keep the maps. They will give Dems a lot of motivation if they impeach her, and some Republicans will lose their jobs, but most will keep theirs to give up power. And Dom, you got to stop thinking these Republicans have a conscience. They don't want to represent us. They want to rule us. Well texted.
Indeed. Sure. Okay. But you know, when you make terrible decisions and you end up losing seats and ultimately don't impact the maps long term, this is going to come up, right? I mean, there's a lot of calculation. She won by 200,000 votes. Nothing's changed. In fact, I would suggest that it's gotten worse off for Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin just based on the threats of doing this, all the phone calls. I mean, they backed off this stuff. Same with Megan Wolf, at least to a degree. All the phone calls, everyone going out there calling, call your senator, call your legislature, tell them, do not impeach.
Backed off? What the hell are you talking about? They haven't backed off anything.
They haven't done it, man. Why
would
they do it?
They've already voted to remove her. They're waiting on a lawsuit before they impeach because they don't need to do the double dutch.
I'm talking about Janet Protasiewicz. They have the power. They haven't done it yet. Why do you think that is?
Why? Because first he was trying to create some sort of cover fire with the false panel of the Prosser and perhaps two others.
How'd that go? How's that working out? I mean, come on, man.
You know what?
I mean, yeah, what?
It's ultimately going to come down to whether or not Robin Voss has the quote-unquote courage, the whether or not he desires to cling to power so desperately that he's willing to sacrifice pieces of his own caucus because it's in the greater good of his power and the Republican caucus to impeach her than to let justice and democracy play itself out, because they lose. They're done playing by electoral rules. Remember your Greg Gutfield? Elections don't work for them anymore. They keep losing.
The to delay the further loss by what? 60 days, 90 days, 180
forever?
Days.
Again, if they think that they can twist this.
You say this is going to happen. Yes, Robin Voss is going to do it. He's going to slam it through 50% plus one. Then the Senate's going to take it up. And it's all going to happen. And vote all in lockstep to impeach her. And this is all going to get done within the next less than 8 weeks. That's what you're telling me is going to happen. Then they're going to have a special election. And then the Republicans are going to put forth a strong, solid candidate who would never, ever take any Republican money or have an opinion about anything ever. And Janet Protasiewicz or whoever the Dems put up or whoever runs as a liberal, whoever runs and gets the support of the Dems and independents in the state, that they're going to lose, even though Protasiewicz won by 200,000 votes in April. This all has to happen. This is what you're telling me is success for Robin Voss. And I'm
success.
Telling you, there's too many variables in there where it can go south for Robin Voss. That's why he's not going to take
the win. I think the ultimate success, sure, would be winning back the seat. But something short of that is still success for Robin Voss. If you can set back the recasting of the maps even 2 years, that's two more years. He's in power, Dom. I mean, 2 years for Robin Voss, a lot can happen in 2 years politically, right?
Yeah, luckily, yes, absolutely.
You know, hell, you could win back the governor's mansion. You could do a lot of things in two more years. So,
but you're not going to change the
ultimate
the court,
victory
of the court from 4-3. You're not going to change unless you start impeaching everybody. Now the legislature, hell, I got the
only
votes.
Takes
I
one.
Can go and impeach. It I can impeach
only,
anybody now.
It
that,
only
that's going to
takes...
be the new math. You think that's going to be the new governance, the new plan for Republicans in the state of Wisconsin? If they lose an April special election by forcing the unjustified impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz and lose that, they're going to start keep impeaching justices? Come on, man. That's ridiculous. That's not going to happen.
I'm not saying they're going to continuously do it.
Well,
said they're going to do it the first
why
time.
Why wouldn't you? If it lost the second time, what would stop them?
Because at some point they're going to win an election, then they're going to recast their lot on the world for another decade, like Scott Walker did. Look at the lame duck, dude. What part of their prior governance over the last 6, 8, 12 years that we've watched up close and personal would lead you to indicate they're going to do anything that is the right thing? The right thing for them is take power, hamstring your opponent, and screw the voters.
The right thing is also not to lose too much power and manage and do a soft landing. If you put your head in the chipper, you know, it doesn't matter if the rest of your body gets out, man. That's the problem.
It doesn't matter what the vote is. They win a 2/3 majority. That's the rigged map effect.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back, 844-967-2789. Taking your calls next.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 36 overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 52, lows around 36. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 58. 55, chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the phone lines at 844-967-2789. What are the Republicans going to do? What should they do? Let's hear your thoughts. Susan, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us, Susan?
Hey, Susan.
Hi. Hi. Well, I was at a Fairmax telling this morning, and I actually called your office to let you know that was happening, because there might have been an opportunity for you to get some information from the people who are doing the groundwork on this whole thing. So anyway, but that didn't come to pass. Anyway, it was well attended. A lot of people spoke about their maps, but I think, Crudy, you might be on point. However, it's kind of like when Donald Trump called the election rigged. The more you say it, the more that people believe it. So when we spend a lot of time talking about what might be happening, don't you think at some point in time people start believing you, and then they say to themselves, like, I'm out here doing yard work, and I'm thinking, well, what the hell am I voting for if this is how it's going to be? So I'm not the only person.
Well, Susan, we got to fight like hell. I'm not trying to demoralize you. I'm trying to inspire you, and I'm trying to tell you, here's what's coming next. Be prepared.
I'm just saying, it doesn't have to happen that way if people become engaged. So instead of saying, this is what's going to happen, can you change the paradigm to saying, this could happen, but you know what we need from you? We need you to do this, this, and this. And if everybody calls Robin Voss's office or whoever they have to call, and if we get, you know, hundreds of people calling everyone, they're not going to do it. And that's the whole point. But I feel demoralized when I hear you say, well, this is what's going to happen. Mark my words.
Hey, Susan, what about me? I'm saying it's not going to happen. What about my side of it, Susan?
I know.
How about your opinion, though?
If we
go ahead.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think the people that were up there at the Capitol today are engaged in making sure that we have fair maps. And they had the woman from Michigan give a talk via Zoom, which was really inspiring, because she started by one person getting this done. So isn't it, we don't need fair maps. We need a change to our Constitution, ultimately, is what we need. But at this point in time, we need to stop AB 415 from passing the Senate. That's what we need. So right now, we need people to call their representative, their senator, and say, we do not want you to vote for this. That's what they need. And so that's my point, is that instead of giving us homework and saying, well, you know, yeah, it's going to happen, and so what in the hell are we going to do? We're going to have to run another election and all this. You know, sometimes it's nice to be inspiring, and thank you, Don, for being inspiring. I appreciate it. I mean, you guys are great. But I just feel like sometimes I'm out here doing my yard work, and I'm thinking, well, isn't this fun? You know, I voted for the woman. She won by a lot. And now Crudy's telling me what's going to happen. I agree with Dom. But, you know, it's just like, we can't be protagonists. We have to be actionists. And so I guess that's what I'm asking from you. Just say, look, call your senator and say you don't want them to vote for AB 415 or whatever SB, the Senate bill is, as a partner to that, whatever that Senate bill is, because people do care. 73% of the population of Wisconsin cares. The voters care. So anyway, that's my rant.
All right, today. Susan, action. We need action. Thank you so much for the call, Susan. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Do you have something there, Crute?
Are we voting for Assembly Bill 415 or
no,
against?
No, we don't want, I think is what she said. But I didn't hear the number of the bill.
Well, Assembly Bill 415, I'm looking at Assembly Bill 415. I'm just looking for some clarity to the action plan, because naivete is not an action plan. Pretending like they don't have malfeasance in their heart is not an action plan. Now, I certainly would encourage people to support good legislation that would cast this as the citizens' decision. But since we don't have the power of the referendum in this state, and Robin Voss and the Republicans currently control the levers of the legislature through the gerrymandering that we talk about quite frequently here, I'm not going to be naive and think if they have the votes that they're not going to take action against Protasiewicz. And if I'm wrong, good.
844-967-2789. Andrew from Motown, how about those Lions? Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Wasn't that wonderful? Oh, my God.
Wow, what a game.
Great. Hey, yes. you guys in Wisconsin, you got to look at Michigan and look at what we could accomplish over here. You can do it, too.
We don't have citizen referendum, sir.
The Democratic Party does not fight hard enough. The Democratic Party does not fight hard enough. Here's the deal. They've got to get messages out about things like this. You've got to fight and fight back. The only way they can win is to cheat. So you have to get your people out and vote. I loved the motivation of Susan. But yeah, call your senator, who's a Republican, not listening to you, but tell her, I'm going to go and find 12 people, 12 Democrats, and make sure they're going to make it to the polls. We've got to run you out unless you start working for us. But you've got to do it and get out to vote. You've got to vote, and people have got to learn. They've got to vote, or you get the government that you're willing to tolerate. Right.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate
it. But isn't that the problem here in the state of Wisconsin? You know, a 55% Democratic majority still equates to a 2/3 Republican supermajority in the state Senate. When it doesn't matter what the vote is on the legislative side because of the makeup of the maps, well, of course they want to preserve this. It is the most malfeasant maps in the nation. Why wouldn't they want to preserve it? Because if they don't have these maps, they are basically out of good ideas.
Jack from California, you're up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
I think that, thanks. I think that if the Wisconsin legislature, if they pass this this impeachment, I think that the populace of Wisconsin, which is not a stupid populace, I think that they're going to kick some of these Republican legislatures out. And then on the other hand is, even if they impeach her, she has an opportunity to run again, which means she could double, maybe even triple, her margin of winning. That's all I got. Thanks.
Jack, perhaps she could. My only question would be is, if they successfully impeach her and they carry all the votes for it, the 2/3 supermajority this would require in the Wisconsin Republican-controlled Senate, if they do that, won't they so smear her, so cast her, that she could theoretically be a damaged candidate if she did run for re-election? She's been successfully impeached. I don't even know what the consequence for that is constitutionally if you can get back on the ballot.
Come on, man. I'm pretty sure me as a voter, I would be more enthused and try to get more people to vote for her because, again, there are no crimes or misdemeanors or anything justified to do this. Plus, she probably would file a court case. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for hanging out with us. We got a whole another hour, the happy hour coming up next. We're going to get some more of your calls, and, yeah, we're going to get to some of the national world news as well. Join us on the phones anytime, 844-967-2789. Come back with a happier, happy hour.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.